Now to the quality competition between Detroit and Japan. We're talking cars, of course. For years, shoppers have assumed that Japanese vehicles are made better. That's because for years it was true. Buying American meant a high risk of getting burned. But that may no longer be true. To help us sort this out, Paul Eisenstein joins us in our studio. He's publisher of thecarconnection.com. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Japanese automaker Toyota has been the gold standard of quality for years. Its rating, though, took a plunge in the car reliability survey from Consumer Reports. Why?
Well, they did take a hit, but they also did well. Several key products, including the Camry and their all-new Tundra pickup, were slammed, taken off the recommended list. But to be fair, I also have to note that they had the majority of the 39 other cars that were still on the recommended list. So overall, they're doing okay, but they're showing, as Consumer Reports said, cracks in the armor.
Paul, you just mentioned Toyota's new Tundra pickup as problematic. Why? What's wrong with it?
All sorts of things. They have problems with the powertrain, particularly on the four-wheel drive vehicles. And now we're getting reports all across the country that the bed, that part of the pickup that has to carry the big payload, it's, if you will, the heart of the vehicle, that this bed is literally tearing itself apart, that the tailgates are failing catastrophically. And we're just trying to figure out how this could have gone unnoticed.
And that's something we're just not used to hearing about Japanese cars or trucks.
No, the truck is a new effort for them. They've been in the truck business for years, but getting into this real full truck segment is a tough one. This is going to turn into a nightmare for a company that's PR has always been bulletproof. What's even more telling, though, is the fact that they're having problems with the Camry, their flagship sedan, the one that is the best-selling car in America and perhaps the heart and soul of Toyota. And they got slammed hard by Consumer Reports for their V6 version.
Of course, Toyota has been taking market share from U.S. automakers for years. The research firm J.D. Power finds that 42% of car buyers won't even consider a car made by a U.S. company. So why don't we go back just for a moment and look at what Toyota did right?
Toyota has done a lot of things right. They've built some wonderful products. Some people criticize them for being plain vanilla or appliances, if you will, but that's what a lot of America wants. They don't necessarily need flashy styling. Toyota has had a problem with their customer support when people do go into the showrooms to get repairs made, by their own definition, had serious problems supporting those people. So if they can't get, particularly their dealers, to support the customer well, they could wind up having people look at a whole new generation of domestic models, such as the new Chevrolet Malibu, which is getting raves, and suddenly start to spread word of mouth. That's the key.
GM officials have admitted they got complacent when they were the world's number one automaker, fell behind on quality. Do you think that could be happening now to Toyota?
It could be. Toyota has grown so fast, they are having trouble keeping up with their own growth. And in fact, there's some indication that they may cut back on their growth, trim back the speed with which they launch new models and new plants here in North America.
This latest Consumer Report survey also shows that Ford's vehicles are improving. Are U.S. automakers generally closing the gap with Asian rivals on quality and reliability?
Domestic makers are doing a tremendous job. In fact, we saw from Consumer Reports that a lot of Ford vehicles are coming out in wonderful condition, great quality improvement for Ford, which had a stumble a few years ago. General Motors, according to some of the J.D. Power numbers, is actually delivering products that are better than Toyota. Even the vaunted Lexus, which has traditionally topped all the quality charts, that's the luxury division from Toyota, has shown some slippage.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thecarconnection.com.